Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra Daf Lamid, part 2.
Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings a case of Ahud Amalei Lechavrei, my boy is Payara, the Murakama goes against the Machzik, what are you doing in my land? Amalei Miplanya Zevinta, the Zavni Minoch. The Machzik says, I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you. Marakama says back, Amalei at lav kamoides, aren't you admitting? And now it goes to Amud Beis, the high ara didi, that the land originally is mine, vatle is avinta minoi, and you didn't buy it directly from me. Zil lav baldvarm didiat, go, you're not my baldover. And the Marakama says that he never sold it to the other person that sold it to you. The side of din of Iplanya zivinta zavni minoch, this is really a sugi later, nafmim aleph. That even if the Mazik has Gimel Shanim, was Mazik Gimel Shanim, and he says, Iplanya Zavinta, I bought it from Pliny, that bought it from you, the Marakama, it doesn't help, because it's considered a Chazaka She'ein Imo Taina. He doesn't have a Taina, he has no idea that somebody bought it from the Marakama. But if the Mazik says, Kamei Didi Zav Neminach, if the Mazik will say that in front of me, this Pliny bought it from you, so then he has a Taina, it's Chazaka She'ein Imo Taina. Also, it's important to learn that from Aleph, that if he has Edim, that the Meicher, that means the middle person, was Dor by Chad Yoyim, lived there for a day, then it helps the Chazakah of the Mazik to say he was there, Gimel Shanim, when he bought it, the Pliny, that bought it from you. And the reason for that is because we'll be Tanina and Lekeach, we'll Taina for the Lekeach, that the Meicher bought it from the original Bailim. And it blives the Chazakah, Sheishima Taina, Mekeach the Din of Taninot. In our sugya, we're talking about a case where there was no cheskas gimel shanim. He wasn't there for 3 years. And he's also not tainin kamedidi zavni minoch. He has no taina. And there's also no ein that was dor b'chad yoyimah. So what's bechlal the tzad that the machzik should be zeich in the karka? And the answer is clear in the Gemara, because there's no edim that the marakama was a marakama. There's no edim that the ma'arav originally had this piece of land. And the Rishbam and the Rishonim say from the Loshna Gemara, it's before lav kamoides da'ar didihi. The marakama says to the machzik, you're being moida that the land is mine. If the Mazik would taina that he bought it directly from the Marakama, it's clear in all the Rishonim that Avadi he'd be believed, because he has a migu, he could have said, Lahadam lehoisa shaloch me oilam. He's the one that's being maida that you're the Marakama, so I'm also believed to say that I bought it from you. But since the Mazik is maida that the karka belonged to the Marakama and it's not his own, he bought it from Pliny, the Zavni Minach, it doesn't help. And even if he says that the Meicher told him, Mishas the Mechira, that the Meicher bought it from you, the Bailim, it doesn't help his Chazaka. The Rabban Ben Yaina explained that Dafka, we're talking about in a case where the Mavzik knows that the Karka belongs to the Marakama. And that's why the Marakama says, you yourself are admitting that it's my land, zil la baldvarm didiat. But if the Machzik does not know on his own that the land belongs to the Marakama, he only heard it from the Meicher, that does not have halacha v'edos baldin, because the Meicher himself says, l'kucha, he bought it from the Ma'ar, so he would have a pesha also, a pesha yitir. The Raivan, Shinya Kabetzis, argues in these Rishonim and says that we're talking about even where the Machzik does not know that the land belongs to the Ma'ar only from the word of the mouth of the Meicher. Mepia Meicher, that he told him the Zavni Minei. And the Raivan asks, Rebbe Zoi Shibinem Midin HaPeh She'osr. The Raivan's Mechadish, that there's no din of Peh She'osr, Peh She'hitr, only in the case where the Isser comes midiyosai, and Yechazer matrit midiyosai. The classical example of that is like the Gemara in Ksubis, where you say, Sada Zushal Avichoi, so this field belonged to your father, Lukachtia Men, I bought it from him, or Eshesisha Yisi Grushani, the Mishnah Ksubis, where it's clear that you're saying the truth, because if you wanted to lie, you could have said, you could have been quiet, and you wouldn't have had a chazaka. But here that you heard it from somebody else, that this is what it was belonging to the Marakama, and really you should believe him, because it's Haidah Spanikam Eidin Dami, and it's for Lechaivasai, so that's a good Haidah. And now when you're saying Zavin Timinei, bought from him, it blives like a Sufik. You're being relying on Eidusai is Chusai, and Ein Leilamini, you can't believe him, and you don't know on your own that I sold it to you. And the only believing the person that you said you bought it from. So Mele Gabiu, it's a Sufik, and Sufim Waitimidei. Vada. The other Rishonim argued, tried the difficulty to understand this Rebbein Yaina, why Taka is the no Pesha Osir. To be Mvar, the Shita of the Ravid, Rav Shmuel says that even though the Meicher has a Migu, that he could have said Lahadam, but he holds that it doesn't help that Taina of Migu Chutz LeBezdin. So even though we hold that the Machzik is Metalton, is not Nem until the Kuchu B'Yadi, But if there would not be Aiden that they saw the chafetz in his hands, he believed to say lekuach, but amigo that he could have said, that's ani biyadi, it's not in my hands. And Shulchan Aruch mavur that if the mazik shows the chafetz to the Aiden before he went to Bezin, and then he tainas lekuach biyadi, or that it's a mashkin in his hands and he wants to claim that the mashkin belongs to him, or at least be zeich and the mashkin knei damav, he's not neman. And the sma in explains in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufla Migimel Sivkatan Ches that since he himself was made a chutz lebezin mifnei edim, that holding the chayfitz were mekabel his words lechevasai, and we don't believe what he said that the mashkin is biyadai. Can't, in other words, that the Aiden Yechokroni Mekabel is a doll lechevasi, but they cannot Mekabel his taina. So here also the Meicher said, Chutz lebezin, that this character belongs to Pliny, to the Marakama, and the Kachtiyam Imenu, that he was Meida, that it belongs to the Marakama, is a proper Haido. But that he said, Lekachtiyam Imenu, that the Meicher, the middleman, said he bought it from the Marakama, since that was Chutz lebezin, it doesn't help. Doesn't, even though he has the Chayr Amigu that he could have not said that it belonged to the Marakama. But Amigu like that, Chutz Abezin doesn't help. And that's the Havan and the Shitz Arayvid, that even if there will be Aiden that the Meicher said, B'shas, the Mechir, that he bought the land from Pliny, it won't help, because it is Amigu Chutz Lebezin. Really, this is a Tumim and Simakuf Mevav, Sivkot Nidalit. Also, it says, based on the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned, that if the Meicher says to Lekech, in front of Aiden, that the Karka belonging to the Ma'ar, and he bought it from him, then you might see me out of the Kech, because it doesn't help Amigu of the Meicher that he said it's Chutz Lebezin. The other Rishayim Taka argue on this Yisayt. There's a Diak in the Lashon of the Rashbam that he said, Dafka B'Shas Mechira. It means since he doesn't know that Pliny bought it from the Marakama, it's Chazok Sheni Matayna, and Mela, even if the Lekech would have Cheskes Gimoshanim, it wouldn't help. Later, the Rashbam also says, Lamaisi is going to lose the karka, but he could get back his money from the one who sold him the karka. Not the Marakama, from the middleman. The Rabbeinu Yoina argues in this Rashbam, and he says that the Meicher does not have to return the money to the Lekech, because the Meicher Ketaina, at garamta lenafshecha, you caused it to yourself, you ruined it for yourself. And the Shmuel explains, because the psak that the karka goes back to the Marakama is not really a din vadai. It's just where mukim the karka cheskose. We say that the karka goes back to the Marakama mitzad. Every time you don't know who is the bailam of the karka, you mukim hachazoka. The Meicher Ketaina, who asked you to be made that it belongs to the Marakama? Not that you are made that it belongs to the Marakama, you are mafsid yourself. And therefore, he doesn't have to reimburse the Lekech. The Rishbam argues, and the Rishbam holds, there's no tain in the Lekech that he was made, because that's the truth. There's no tain on somebody who's made ala emes that he doesn't know that it was that there was a mechira here, and he said originally it belonged to the Marakama, and therefore he has a right to get back his money back from the Meicher. The Rishbam explains that the reason why over here now is sugya, he doesn't get the zchus to keep the karka, because lekech does not taina the zavni minoch kamoididi, and also he has no aid that he was machzik, the meicher was machzik yemech, there is darbe chad yema. There's a big shaila in the Rishayim and Achrayim, what's the havana of darbe chad yema? L'chayr, it's still a chazaka she'ini maitaina. You're saying that you bought it from Pliny, you bought it from the Marakama, and even if Pliny was there, Dorbei Chad Yoima, Lamais, we don't know that he bought it from the Marakama. So how could you now have a taina that it was bought from the Marakama? You don't know that he bought it. So how could it help the Yocheskes Gimel Shanim, even with that the Meicher, the Pliny, was Dorbei Chad Yoima? The Marit in Choshe Mishbot, Simcha Chavav explains that the site of Dorbe Chad Yoyim is in order to be considered to make the machzik into a lekeach. If we don't know that the machzik bechlal bought it from anybody, and if he's Dorbe Chad Yoyim, the meicher is Dorbe Chad Yoyim, then we consider him a lekeach. We var that the one who sold it to him was Dorbe Chad Yoyim, and that means that you bought it from somebody. Once we know that you are a lekeach, that gives it a din of chazaka sheyesh ima taina. Why? They have a din of chazaka sheyesh ima taina, because the rule is that we're taninon bishvil alekeach. So just like we were taina bishvil the meicher that he bought it from the ma'ar, that we're going to taina now for the lekeach that the meicher bought it from the ma'ar. This din of taninin for the lekeach is only if there's dorbe chadyemen, because then we see the machzik as a lekeach. If the machzik is not a lekeach, means you have no idea that he bought it from somebody else, the plainy was not even dorbe chadyemen, so we don't know that he was a bailim there bechlal, that you made a mechir, there's mechir to the lekeach, there'll be no din taninon to say that the moicher bought it from the marakama. But once we know there's dorbe chadyemen, so then we say that you, the machzik, now are lekeach. Once it's established that you, the machzik, are a lekeach, and just you don't know how the meicher got it from the marakama, so we'll tine for you that the meicher got it from the marakama, and mele your chazakas cheses gimel shana will have a din of chazaka sheyesh ima tine. The Marit says a chidush lefizeh, that if there will be a star that you bought it, the machzik bought it from the pliny, then you taka would have a din tanina without dorbei chadyema. Because once we know that he is a lekeach, so then we can taina for him that the meicher bought it from the marakama. The ktsais and simen kuf mem vav sifkat and tes is matpia on the sheet of the marit from our gemara lacher from our rishbam and our sugi. We see punkfa keret, the exact opposite of the marit, because the rishbam says that we're talking even the lekeach has a shtar mechir from the meicher, you still require a dor bei chadyem, even if it's mevur that the machzik is a lekeach. Still, we would need a din of, we'd need Darba Chayyim. We're not going to say Tanina without it. So you see that the din of Darba Chayyim has nothing to do with making the magzing into a lekeach. The Lashon of the Rishbam is Me'achesh Leitan. He doesn't tine of Ochle Shnei Chazaka, Shtar Mechir Shalei, Yelena B'yodai. He has a Shtar Mechir in Eden, and he doesn't have Eden, he has a Mechir Mechir, which is clear that even if the lekeach would have a Shtar Mechir, the lekeach would have to bring a raya that the Mech was Darba Chayyim in order for us to say Taninan for the lekeach, in order for us to say that it lives the din of chazaka sheyesh ima taina. L'chayr, it's exactly fakert than the marit. According to marit, you should have a din of taninon without that the meicher is darbei chadyema, because we know that the lekeach bought it from the meicher with the has a shtar. Zok de ktsoy is a different shot in why you need darbei chadyema. It has nothing to do with establishing the machzik into a lekeach. The aside of darbei chadyema is in order to have a haychach ktsas that the meicher was kind of the soda from the ma'ar. That means that in order to say tanina for the lekeach, you have to have an umdana or a hichoch ktsas that it's emes, that taina which we're tining for the lekeach. We're going to go ahead and taina for the lekeach for the machzik that the meicher bought it from the marakama, and then it will establish the machzik as having a chazok sheishim or taina. In order to have this din of tanina for the machzik, for the lekeach, we must know at least that the meicher was darbei chadyema, so then we have a siyu ktsas, a hichoch ktsas that the meicher was kind of from the ma'ar, and then we'll say a din of taninan. So again, we see from the ktsais, it's similar to the marit, that the yisoid of the din of darbei chadyema is in order to have a din of taninan lilekeach, but for a different reason, not because we need to establish him as a lekeach, but in order that there should be a little bit of a chacha that the meicher taka bought it from the marakama. And once it's a little bit of a chacha that the meicher bought it from the marakama, so we're comfortable tining that taina that the meicher bought it from the marakama, and we'll establish the lekeach as having chazaka sheishima taina. The stipler in Simcha Falef asks in the Ktzais that all over Shas, whenever there's a din of Tanina, we don't find that you have to have any umdana whatsoever. As long as the Taina is Shayach li SMS, is Yochel li SMS, we say a din of Tanina. Right. It doesn't have to be that there's an umdana or there's a hechacha for this Taina in order to say Tanina. So the Chayra that we find that all over, not like the way the Ktzais is tining. Zoktik Silik Siyankin, Zoktik Stipler, that over here there's another reason why Nidor Bechadyayimah. Because if not, there's a reyesa, there's a yechacha fakert, a stira against the words of lekeach. Without darbei chadyem, we'll say the meicher never bought it from the ma'ar, because a person doesn't usually buy something and sell it right away. There's a reyesa and a yechacha fakert from this taina. In such a case, we're not going to say tanin. It's mechzik, like lashon of the rishayin, lashon of ban rajman ritva, also say without darbei chadyem, it's mechzik shikra. It looks like he's not saying the truth. So it's not because we need a yechacha or a umdana that the meicher bought it from the marakama in order to say a din of tanina. It's just that if there isn't a dor bei chadyema, then it's fakert. Not that we need a hechacha, there's a reisa in the Taina that the Moichah bought of the Marakam. What does this mean? He just bought it one day and he sold to you right away. It's not Mistavar that that's what happened. So since it's not Mistavar and there's a Reyesa in the Taina, we're not going to be Taina that the Moichah bought of the Marakam. It's Mamish the Lashon of the Ramban, if it says that Tam you need Tzarech Derech Ad Yemos, it's because you need Raglayim L'Dover. It's you need a little raya on the Daf Malf. It's much clearer. He says a lashon of Dmerzi Keshikra, that the reason why you need the Darba Chayyim is otherwise it seems as if the Taina is not true. But again, even the way the Stipel is understanding it, the side of the din of Darba Chayyim is ordered to facilitate a taninan for Lekech to establish him as a chazok sheishi in Mataina. We do find that Bichashmuel and Simcha of Zion says another completely different reason and Havana in understanding why you need Dor B'Echad Yoyma. That Dor B'Echad Yoyma is in order to establish that there's a Chazaka B'Shvil, the Meicher. That means without Dor B'Echad Yoyma, we don't see that there's a Meicher at all. If there's no Meicher, then it's missing in the Chazaka of the Lekeach. It's only if there is a little bit of a chazaka by the Meicher, we could say that there's a continuation of that chazaka by the Lekech, and then we'll say Taninan that the Meicher bought it from the Marakam and that survives a chazaka Sheishim Matayna. But if there's no Dorbe Chadyemas, then there's no Hemshech of a chazaka. And Mr. Loshna Meiri in the Fumal from Abbez and explains Dorbe Chadyemas says, Hoyel v'schila chazaka b'yadze shemachroloi v'gomrohu. This chazaka began in the hands of the one that sold it to you, Lekech, and you're finishing that chazaka. So that means the aside of Dorbe Chadyema is not at all because we need a raya or to take away the mezik shikra in order to be able to go ahead and say taninon. The aside of the chazaka is because otherwise there's a chisar in the etzem din chazaka of the loikeach. And the Lashna Rajm daf lamed ben alef is also very clear in this Havana. He says the ein le machzik machmas acher chazaka, the machzik cannot have a chazaka machmas the meicher at sheyavi raya dor bechad yoyim until he brings a raya with dor bechad yoyim, which is mashma that the chisar is not mitzad the taina that's merzik kashikrim, we can't say taninon. It's that there's a chisar in the chazaka of the machzik until we can prove that the meicher was dor bechad yoyim. The Bira Gro and Simen Kuf Mem Sifkot and Gimel, and that in the Shulchan Aruch paskins that in order to have a chazak the Morakama in the Karka, it's enough that it's there Yom Echad. The Goyin brings a raya from our Gemara. They need Dorbei Chad Yoyma. And L'chayr, the Gemara, the Goyin is a pel. Hold into the Gemara. The Gabri didn't taninon. It's not stam to have a chazak Gimel Shanim. So it's mashma we see from the Goyin that it helps Yeshivas Yom Echad for din of Muchzakis. That means that the din of Dorba Chadyem is also to establish the Meicher as a Mugzik in the Karaka. In other words, that even though Vada we're going to have to come on to the din of Taninon when the Dorba Meicher Chadyem, but that's because the Meicher has a din of a Mugzik Yoyim Echer in the Karaka, Mikoyach the Cheskes Alekeach, that Mamshech, that Chazaka for 3 more years. So again, we see this Yisoid that the din of Dorba Chadyem is to establish a chazaka of the lekeach, and it's necessary that the meicher himself was the beginning of that chazaka. In summary, we said 4 ways to understand the din of Dorbei Chadyoyma. Either Dorbei Chadyoyma is in order to establish the lekeach as the machzik as a lekeach, which is the way the Marit understands it. The Ktsai says it's in order to have the din of Tanid, and we need to have an umdino or a hechach ktsas. And the Stipel says it's not because you need a chochik tzas, it's just otherwise there'll be a reisa. But all these 3 mahalchim are going along the same path that the din of Dorbei Chadyoyma is in order to facilitate a taninon for the lekeach that the meicher bought it from the marakama and it should lie b'chazok ha-sheishim v'tayna. We have a chudish tikkup shat, the way the Baruch Ber understands Dorbei Chadyoyma is because we need to see the meicher also as a muchzik, and that's a hashlama to the din chazoka of the machzik. Without the Dorbei Chadyoyma, then it's missing in the chazoka of the machzik. Do you require edim that the meicher was Dorbei Chadyoyma, or is it sufficient that you tain that the meicher was Dorbei Chadyoyma? The Loshna Hershbam, the Gam Ainli Adim Shechzik by Mechia Mechir is mashma that you need Adim that is Dorbe Chadyoyma, and the Lekech is not believed with a Migu. But Taisin, Omen Aleph says clearly that he's Nemen, even with a Migu, you don't need Adim that is Dorbe Chadyoyma. The Mashal learns in the Hershbam that it's Lav Dafka, that he has Adim that is Hechzik by Yemechad, that the Hershbam really agrees to Shitza Taisus that you don't need Adim. But there are definitely Rishayim that argue on the Hershbam and Daf Mem Aleph and say clearly that you do need Edim, and the Rishayim that also say that you do not need Edim with Darbei Chad Yoyimah. The Baal Moris is clear enough, Lame Gimel, you need Edim that the Meichu is Darbei Chad Yoyimah, and he's not Nememigu, and the Rabban also says that you need Edim that the Meichu is Darbei Chad Yoyimah. Ricky Vager on the Fem Aleph is Mazbe the Machlaikis Rishayim, if you need Edim that is Darbei Chad Yoyimah, or you Nememigu, that he says that it's totally, if the din of Darbei Chad Yoyimah is only to Mesalik the Reyesa, that is Mevzi Kashikra, it looks like you're not saying the truth. For that, it helps just a migu. You didn't have to say that. You would have been playing in the Zavni Minoch. You could have said directly. Or the reason why you need Darbei Chad Yoyimah is mitzada umdenotim mechazik your tainus in order to us say tanin, and maybe then you would require Edim. Reuven and Simon Yud Beis is Masbir, that you only believe a person of Migu that he could have said that he's potter. That means where the guf hataina is something that you become potter al yoda, and then you believed. But you don't say a migu to a maimin, the nitva or teveh, the baldavar, on something else completely. That's not what makes you potter. For example, over here, that you're saying Darbei Chad Yoyimah. Darbei Chad Yoyimah is not your taina. Your taina is that plan is a vintage, a zavni minoch. I'm taina that I'm a lekeach in this land, and the land belongs to me. But the fact that I have need an amonis that he was Darbei Chad Yoyimah, that's just to facilitate my taina in order to be able to say tanin, and so that I bought it from the Marakam and I have a dinam chazoka sheishima taina. For that, you will not say migu. And that's good for the nidain if this that you need maybe aid that is Darbei Chad Yoyimah, because a migu cannot help on something which with that taina itself, you're not going to be potter. The Rishbam continues, the Rishbam says, if you have mazikim oshanim, yetaina kamoi didi, zavna, that means you know clearly that he bought it from the Marakamal, then the lekech is nem with a migu that he could have said, ano zavinti minoch. The shayl in the Rishbam is, Kivegar asks, that why do you need a migu? That why can't you just say that it's a good taina? Like you say, if you look like a person who's mazik in a field for 3 years and he says, lekuchi biyodi, he's nem and it's a good taina. So if he says that, look, kamoi di zavna, I bought it from the Pliny, and Pliny bought it from the Marakama, that's also a taina. So it's a chazaka sheishim a taina. Why would you have to come on to a migu? So Ricky Vager says that the reason why you need a migu is really lav dafka. It's enachanami. The Loshna Migu doesn't mean that you need the Nemanas of Migu. It just means, just like if I would say, Lekachti Mecha to Taina, so too if I say, Zavanti Miplaini Zavni Mino, it's also a Taina. It doesn't mean that you have to have the Koyach and Nemanas of Migu to say that Lekachti Kamoy Di Zavna. It means to say that just like a case of Lekuchi Biyodi is Nemanas, Chazok Sheshim a Taina, so Kamoy Di Zavni Mino is also a Taina, but not that it's within Migu. The Ktsais and Simon Kuf Mem Vav Sivkot and Yud Beis also asked the Kiveger, and he says also that the Migu is Lav Davka, just mean just like over there, Yenema Lekuchi Biyodi, so also Yenema to say, Kamoy Di, it's a proper Taina, and it lives a Chazaka, Shiyesh Ima Taina. The other argument would be that maybe over here it's different, you need a Migu because the Chazaka is not a Rai Muchachas on that you bought from the Meicher. That it's only a riot to be honest, being a riot that you on the meicher's kniya that you need a migu that the mugs they has to bring. He's not coming between us atzma, ish loden. Al kapanim the kiveger and the ktsais that the Rishbam says a migu is lav davka. But this much the Rishbam is mashma. You need cheskas gimoshanim when you say kamoy didi zav niminoch. Lechayra. In our sugi, we're talking about where there's no aiding that the Marakama was a Marakama. The Mara is a Marakama. So if there's no aiding, he's a Marakama. So why would we need to have even Cheskes Gimel Shanim? L'chayra, you should have a migu that he could have said that it was never yours. The Rishbam is mashma that only Chimasi Gimel Shanim you never to say Kamod Yidi Zavni Minoch with a migu that knows Vinta. And even if you say the migu is Lav Davka, that's Vinta Minoch Vachal Shnei Chazoka. But without Cheskes Gimel Shanim, you're not Neman, even though the Ma'ar does not have aiden that it belongs to him. So the Chayri should believe with that with a migu. Then Tosfos Taken Amud Aleph argues in the Rishbam and says, and now a sugya, since there's no aiden that the Ma'ar was the Marakama, so even if the Machzik does not have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, he's never to say Kamed Yidi Zavna, in front of me, the Meicher bought it from you, the migu, the Lehoisa Shaloch, because he has a proper migu. And so there's also the Shita, the Ramban, the Ben Yoina, the Ritva, the Rama, and the Sugya. And the Rishbam is very, very shver. Why aren't you named with a migu of Lahadam? Like he could have said, I bought it from you with a migu Lahadam. He could have said, I directly bought it from you. So he said, Kamedidi Zavni Minoch. He has also Vaita migu of Lahadam. It's the classical example of the Mishnah in the beginning of the second Perking Suvis, that even if he was not Mazikim Lashonim, he's named to say, Sadazu Shalacha, he said, this field belonged to you. Ulakachtia Mimchon, I bought it from you. It's a Pesh also, a Pesh is Hitir. Of here also, he should be named to say, Kamedidi Zavni Minoch. There's no Aiden that you were the Marakama Bechlal. The Drisha in Simen Kuf Mem Vav and the Tumim also there in Sif Katan Tezayin of Avar the Shitas Hashbam Al Pi Rosh. The Rosh says that really there's a chisar in the migu, because he doesn't want a taina lehoisa shalach mi'olam. He's afraid that maybe the Marakamu will actually bring Aiden that it was his. So therefore, it's better. He's better off tining miplanya zavinta the zavni minoch, because he believes the meicher and he feels that the meicher will find and have Aiden that it was his, and then he'll have a proper taina. So zitachin that he says kamei di zavni minoch is talking not true. He'd rather say a taina this taina because he feels that the ma'ar, even if ma'ar will bring Aiden that it was his, well maybe the meicher will also have Aiden that it was his against the ma'ar. If he says leoyis shloch mi'olam, so then if the ma'ar brings Aiden that it was shaloi, then he's going to take it away from him. So therefore, the migu is not a strong migu. Also, the Rishbam says another way to explain how fi the sheets of the Rishbam, we understood it, that Teich Gimel Shon and the Magzik is not nemah to say that he bought the karka even where he has a migu, because he doesn't have a shtar. It's a migu neged anan sadi that the person doesn't buy a karka without a shtar. So that's another reason to explain why over here it wouldn't be sufficient with a migu. But the Shach in Simen Kuf Mem Vav over there in Sif Katan Yud Gimel learns in the Rishbam that the Rishbam really agrees to Shitas HaTosfos, that you don't need Cheskas Gimel Shonim, and it's enough with a migu of Lahadam. He's medayik daf in the lashon of the Rishbam, because the Rishbam says Vacha Ba'ai Uvda Afilu Im Bo Eidim Shehechzik Bo Yim Echad Oisei HaMoicher Einem Mael Kuf. It doesn't help. Miachesh Zeli Hechzik Gimel Shonim. It's mashma. Only he only chose to speak about Dorbe Chadayim. He didn't speak about the case of the Tain of Kamal Didi Zavna, which is mashma that by Kamal Didi Zavna, he attacked don't need Cheses Gimel Shonim, and it's enough that he's believed with the Taina of Lahadam Le'oy Dvar Me'el Oilam. The Torah does not learn like that in the Rishbam. The Torah says the Rishbam argues in Tosfos and holds that even by Kamal Didi Zavna, he need Cheses Gimel Shonim, not Nemun, just a migu. We have to say that explanation of the drisha before that he's not nemun a migu because the blinds they can either migu mokamed because of the taina of achvishtarcha, or it's not a shtark a migu because he doesn't want a taina that Marakama never owned this land. He's afraid that Marakama is going to bring Eden. Shitas atoisvis in the sugi is that if the lekeach with taina kamedi di zavni minoch, that the meicher bought it from you, ma'arer, in front of me, or that the meicher was darbe chadyoima, avadad lekeach binemon, even without cheskas gimel shanim. And the reason for that is because he has a migu that he could have said, lehoye shaloch me'oilam. So then what's shat in the sugya? Why does the ma'arer win? Why is the marakama have a good taina? Because that you were moided to me, and once you were moided to me, you don't have cheskas gimel shanim, and I keep the land. The Taisa explains, because over here, since he said Plani Zivin Zavni Minoch and he was moida that the Ma'ar is the Marakama, he can't now go ahead and taina Kamedi Di Zavni Minoch or Kamedi Di Dorbe Chadyoima, even though he'd have a migu that he could have said Betchil Lohesh Shlach Ma'olam, because that's called a migu l'mafreya, and a migu l'mafreya loy Amrinan. And Tosfos brings rias to this Yisoy that migu l'mafreya loy Amrinan, and once he doesn't have a koyach of migu, the Ma'ar will be zeich in the land because there's a hoida that he was the Marakama. L'chayra Tosfos et Sarachin. What did he originally say? Did he say the Amar li de zavni minoch? If he said that Pliny's Avanta, I bought it from Pliny that told me the zavni minoch, so in the Chayra, Tais didn't have to tell us that the reason why he's not Neman because Migul Amafreya le'aminon. The Chayra is not Neman because he's not a Tain v'chayz v'tain. He can't be says his original words. His original words were that I bought it me Pliny that told me the zavni minoch. So there's no Migul because you said a Taina that you bought it me Pliny zavni minoch and you have no idea if he was zavni minoch, and you mask him that he was the Marakama is the Mara is the Marakama, so you can't have a migud oyidvar me'olam. Elamai, he said, Stum originally said, Plani is a vinta, the zavni minoch. He didn't say that he told me the zavni minoch. So then Taka, why is he not believed later to Mepharish's original words that he said, when he said zavni minoch, he meant to say, kamoy didi zavni minoch. So why Taka is there chisarin of migul mafreya? In this we find the machlaikis sma and shach. The Sma and Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sivkot Lamedal learns that we're talking about that originally he just said the words Planya Zavinta Dezav Neminoch Stama. And Taisu still holds that he's not Neman afterwards when he fires Dvarav that his Kavana was Kamoy Didi Zavna, because that's like a Migul Mafreya. That means Taisu's argues in the Rush later by the case of Dorbe Kashta Balisa that holds in such a case he would be Neman. He argues in Taisu's and holds that you're not Neman to be Farish Dvarav, that's like a Chsar and a Migul Mafreya. The Shach argues in the Sma, and the Shach says that originally he said the Omar li de zavni minoch. In that case, Tosis says you're not nema to be says the original words because of, it's a migul mafreya. But if originally you would have taka said plainly, Tanya is a vinta, I bought it from plainly the zavne minoch that bought it from you, and you didn't say the omali the zavne minoch, then your taka would be neman to mefarish it varv rishainim and like the shitas a rosh. According to the shach, it's taka not a machloikis rosh and Tosis. Both would agree that if originally you said plain Tanya is into zavne minoch, you take a belief. What do you need din and legal mafreya? Well, anyway, you're not nevin because you can't be toyin. Mechayz of a toyin. Kiveger and Chuvis and Chavik Gimel Sim Chavches learns in Taisus like the Sma that, like we said from the that if we're talking about originally he said Plani Zim Tavni Minoch Stoma and Taisus holds you're not nevin legal mafreya. But if you would have said Plani Zim to the Om Elid Zavni Minoch, it's posh that you wouldn't be nevin. And Rekavegra explains why over here you're not nemen in Farish Dvar Varishainim, although you just said Meplanya Zavinta the Zavni Minoch. You didn't say the Omarli that he told me the Zavni Minoch. And he explains later in the Sugi Naflamet Aleph, we find where he said Zemish Lavoisai, you believe to in Farish Dvarov with a Migu, because otherwise your Taina would be considered Sheker. Over here, when you tain originally the Plania Zavinta bought it from the Meicher, the Zavni Minoch, we could be mefarish his words Zavni Minoch to mean that you thought that he bought it from you, Ma'ar, or that he told me that. There's different ways to mefarish his words. So Mela, now, later on, you're not nemen to say that your original Kavana was Kamoid di Zavna, because it could be that now you're not saying the truth. That's the Chisson of Migla Mafreya. And even without your Pirish of now, your original Taina could have been true, so then there's no Migu. It's only Migu now, not earlier, and since only Migu now, not earlier, that has a chisaron of a Migu Limafreya. Taisus asks, on the way Rashi learns the Gemara in Ksubis daft kuftes omebeis gab yaso simen la'acher, where the Ma'arer signs on a shtar referring to the land in question as belonging to the Machzik, and then afterwards he claims chazarti v'lekachtia hemenu. So the Gemara says in Kuftes on the base in Ksubis that even if he claims Lekachtia Menu after Sasiya Simen Bishmai, he's Neman because Apesh also Apesh Yitir. And Rashi explains that since there were Edim that it was his and it was stolen from him, he has the whole Makar that it belongs to the Magzik is Alpiv, with that the Ma'aru made this land in question a Simen La'acher, that means he referred to the land as belonging to the Machzik and he signed such a shtar. That was his haidah that the land belongs to the Machzik. If afterwards he says the Kachtiyeh Mena, he's believed. He's the one who created the ownership of the Machzik. He's the Pesha Aser, and he's now also the Pesha Hitter by saying Chazav the Kachtiyeh Mena. Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, Lishitasi, that's not a good migu, because that's a migu l'mafreya. That he could have tainan originally, he's not nemet to tainan now. Although originally he could have said, and not signed such a shtar, and not be moed that it belongs to the machzik, but once he was moed that the shtar belongs to the machzik, he can't come later and claim that chazarti v'lkachti amenu, and believe me with a migu, that I didn't have to be chosam, I didn't have to be aso simen bishmoy. The Kavitz Shurim in Ois Kuftes is Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, and says that over there it's different. That's not a migu. That's a pesha oser. A migu enochinami does not work l'mafreya. If you didn't claim it originally, you can't have an amanus of migu now. But over here, it's a pesha oser. It's not known who the karka belongs to. It's only through the admission of the ma'ar by signing on the shtar, being asa, simen, la'acher, bishmoy, that there's a raya that it belongs to the machzik. Since it's a pesha oser, he's also believed to be matir. A pesha aser is stronger than a migu and helps even l'mafreya. L'maisa, we do find a big need in the rishayim if pesha aser is different than a migu. In the Gemara in Ksubas and Afchav Beis, mevur that a isha that says eishas ish hayisi v'nisgay rashti and I got divorced, or she says nishbeisi I was captured to hirani is nemenish a pesha aser hu a pesha iter. And the same thing applies if a father says kidashti aspiti is nemet to say l'plaini kidashti, because a pesha oser is a pesha hitir. The sheet of the Rajm the Ritva with Irin Ksubis Daf Chav Beis is that she's only nemenes b'seich k'dei dibur, but la'achi k'dei dibur la'achas man she's not nemenes, because then she does not have any more a migu. But the Magen Mishnah in Perik Yud Beis Milchas Gerish and Alocha Aleph and the Meiri also in Ksubis Daf Chav Beis learn that she is nemen afilu la'achas man. And the Magen Mishnah explains that we don't need to have dafka techne dibur. That's only where you're reversing your dibur. You mean chayzer from your original dibur, you mehapech dvarav. So then you must be techne dibur. But where you're being aimed bedvarav harishainim, but you're just patterning yourself from mitzad acher, and everything that you're saying could be true, because since the whole is only mipia, she's also believed to say, let's say, nishbeis yutairani, so she's nemenes afilul acher kedei dibur. And the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Yisuri Bir Peik Yud Ches explains that the Machlekes, the Magen Mishnah, and the Rajmi Ritva is in the gather of the din of Pesha Asr. The other Rishayim hold that the Pesha Asr is not a new din, it's a din migu. So just like you're not Neman by a migu, Lachas Man, because it's a migu l'mafreya, so too by a Pesha Asr you're not Neman, Lachas Man, because it's a migu l'mafreya, and it has to be said, Techidei Dibur. But the Magen Mishnah and even the tourists passing like that hold that a Pesha Asr is a din mechudish, since the whole is only a dua al piv, so then she's also neman to be matir even lachazman. Lafi the Magen Mishnah, we can miyashiv Rashi, that the Pesha Asr helps even lachazman, and therefore in the case in the Gemara, Ksubas Nafkuftes, by Asa similar acher, you're neman even lachazman, midin a Pesha Asr. Eino chenami, midin migu, you would not be neman, because it's a migul mafreya. But as Pesha Asr, you could be Neman even L'Achazman. But Davi Ezri in Perik Yudbeiz Mechaz Gersh and Halacha Aleph asks that even if a Pesha Asr works, that's only if at the time when you said the Isr, it was already Mutter. For example, if you say, Eishas Isha Yisi, I was married, V'nisga Rash, I was divorced. At that moment, I'm saying, Eishas Ish Ani, I was already Nisgarish. So now you believed. But in the case of Asa Simon Acher, you are mighty that the Sada belongs to the Magzik. But now you're tiny that after the Haidah, you are Chazar Lach Chaymenu. That's not a Pesha Asr. That's just a Migu. To be Neman now that you rebought the land because you originally could have said that it wasn't the Magziks. So Tais on that is a good Taina. That's a Migul Mafreya, Lo Yamrina. The same thing would apply if a woman would say, Eisha Sish Ani, and afterwards she would come later and say, Nisgarashti. Of course, it's not a Pesha Asr. You're not in a menace. That's not a Pesha Asr. That's coming later. And saying a Taina, and you want to believe with that that you could have originally Tainted something different. L'chayr, that's not exactly the same as saying it L'acherzmat. But we see that Rashi and the Meiri Nashlom L'chayr's Mavur, that you are believed to say Chazarti V'lakachti after the Haidah. So in summary, it would come out, L'chayr, that there are three Shitas. The sheet of Tais Rabbein Yoin, the Rajm Ritva, is that the Pesha Asr does not help Lachazman, even if at the time when you say the Isser, it's already Mutter, it still does not help. For example, the Isha that says Niskadashti, and afterwards he says that she was already Nizgarsha, she's at the time when she said Niskadashti, it wouldn't work, even Midin, Pesha Asr, Pesha Itter. It's not any stronger than a regular Migu, which does not help Lemafreya. The Shitas of the Ramban and the Tur also holds like that, is that if you, after the Haidah, you say, Chazarti v'lekachti mimcha, you're talking not Neman. But if you say, B'shas Haidah, that kvar chazar v'lokach, you already will chazar v'lokach earlier than you would be Neman. Like, for example, a person says, Sadezu shalavicha ha'isa, v'lachaz man, he chazar v'amr, he says, l'kachti amimenu, before the Haidah, then you would be believed. And Pesha Asr is different than a regular migu that doesn't work l'mafreya. And the Shitas Rashi in the Meiri and Ashlam is that even if you say Chazarti v'lekachti mimcha after the Haidah, you would be Neman. Because since it's not known that the Sada belongs to Pliny, only Al Piv, he's Neman that use Chazar v'lokach afilu la'acher zman. Taisris b'seif Dvarov brings a machlokes Rashba and Ri. In the case of Edim that come and say that the Meicher was Darba Chad Yoyma, does it help or not? The Edom come and say that the Mazik was Dorbe Chad Yoyma, so the Rashba holds that it helps because we tain it for the Lekech that the Meicher was koined from the Bailim. Just like the Meicher himself could have tain it that he was koined from the Bailim, so that taina we say for the Lekech also. The Ri argues and holds it's not, we don't say Tanin on the Lekech, since the Meicher himself is not Neman only with a Migu, that he could have said Lahadam, he could have said that he was never the Ma'ariz, and the Lekech Lamais is Maida, that the Sada belonged to the Ma'ariz, to the original Bailim. So the Lekech does not have that Migu, and therefore there's no din Taninon for the Lekech. Again, according to the Rashba, there will be Taninon to the Lekech, that the Meicher bought it from the Marakama, just like the Meicher himself could have Taina Minoch Zavante with a Migu of Lahadam, even though the Lekech can't Taina such a Taina because he was Maida, that the Rishon is the Marakama. Mashenkin, according to the Shitzari, there's no din Taninon for the lekeach what he himself could not have tainted. Avada the Riyah is going to be maskim in the case with his cheskes gimel shanim and this aiden that the meicher was darbe chad yema. Then avada with tanina lekeach that the meicher was kainif in the marakama, and that's the gemara in daf mem aleph, the mishnah daf mem aleph. Then the lekeach will be considered to have a chazaka sheyish ima taina. The whole machlekes over here is where there's no cheses gimel shanim, and you have to be maiminim with a taina alone. Over here, the reholds that you can't be maiminim because he doesn't have that migu that the meicher has, and only the meicher who has that migu could taina such a taina that he bought it from the marakama. But the lekeach cannot have such a din taninan since he himself does not have a migu. Masha asks that Tais himself said earlier that if he tainas there was dar bechad yoyim that it helps, and with taina from the meicher that he bought it from the bailim. So the Masha says that earlier Tosfos is going in the sheet of the Rashba that argues on the Ri. But the Shach and the Gois Maimon say that Tosfos in the beginning sound is Beshita Sari himself, and the Stama Tosfos is Shita Sari. It's Mashma that he's going with the Shita Sari and not only in the Shita Sarajba. The Drisha and Ois Chav Dalet says Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ri is not Shaykh to the beginning of Tosfos Bechlal. The whole machlekes Rashi and the Ri is only in a case where Mitchili said Miplanya Zavinta the Zavni Minoch, and now Lachazman Edom come and say that the Rishon was Dorbei Chad Yoyma. Since at the time when the Edom come and say that he was Dorbei Chad Yoyma, the Machzi does not have a migu; it's a migul mafreya. Over here, the Ri holds since there's no migu to the lekeach, we don't tie that the Rishon was kind of the meicher was kind of from the Bailam. But in the beginning of Tais, we're talking about that right away he tainted Miplanya Zavinta the Zavni Minoch and the Dorbe Chad Yoyma. It happened right away. Since at the time when he tainted Dorbe Chad Yoyma, the Mazik has a Migu, in such a case the Ri is Maida, we'd say Taninan, that the Meich was kainted from the Bailam. It's only in the case where the Taina comes later that we don't say Taninan. But in the Sheet of the Rashbam, the Rashba understands that even if at the time when the Mazik is moida, the karka belonged to the original Bailim, there were Edim that the Rishon was Dorbe Chad Yoyma, we still would not say Tanino Lekeach that the Meicher bought it from the Bailim. Because since the Meicher is only Neman Ayidei Amigo Vlahadam, and the Lekeach himself was moida, belongs to the Bailim, so in the Lashon of Rishonim it's Ozalei Hahu Migu. In the Etzem Machloikis Rajba and the Ri, that the Raj was Mechadish, that the Meicher, since he could have Taina Minoch Zavinta with a Migo Velehoysa Shaloch Me'olam, so we say Tanina for the Lekeach also, that the Meicher bought it from the Bailam, and although the Lekeach himself does not have a Migo Lahadam, will still be Tanina for him that the Meicher was Kaina from the Bailam, and like we're explaining, that this is only at a time when the Edim were made that Meicher was Dorbe Chad Yoyma, later on, at a time when the Lekeach there's no Migo at all, because the Lekeach was already made earlier, the Kakamung to the Bailam, and we would have thought to say that since the whole namanus of the Meicher Minoch Zavinte is only Mekeach Amigo Ladam, so Lagabi the Lekeach, that there's no Tain of Lahadam, because he was already Meicher, the Karka belongs to the Ma'ar, we should not say Taninat for him that the Meicher bought it from the Marakama. That's the Rajba's Chiddush, that since the Tain of Minoch Zavinte itself is Shaykh to Lekeach, also will say Taninon that the Meicher, whatever the Meicher could have Tainat. The Rebruven in Tzim Yudbeis is Masber that this Nekuda, the Chiddush of the Rashba, is in the din of Taninon. That the gather of Taninon is that we taina for the Lekeach whatever the Meicher could have tainted if he would be like as if his land, Ilemachra Asad, he wouldn't have sold it to the Lekeach and the Kaka would be his, he could have tainted that he bought it from the Ma'arer, the Migov Lahadam. Because then we have no Eden that the Ma'arer was the Marakama. And since the Meicher has such a Migu, so the Lekeach also has such a Migu in the sense that we say Taninan for Lekeach because he's Bom Mekeach HaMeicher. Mashenkein, the Ri holds that the din of Taninan Lekeach is with that only a Taina that he could have Tainan if he would have known the truth. Or we Taina for him what he could have Tainan, the Meicher could have Tainan if he would have Tainan Bishvil the Lekeach, for the Lekeach's sake. But whatever the Lekeach himself cannot Taina, we cannot say Taninan. The Lekeach himself cannot Taina, Minoch Zavinto, the Migu del Hadam, because he knows that it belongs originally to the Ma'arer, so we can't go ahead. If the Meicher would be in front of us also when you say for the Lekeach, Minoch Zavinto, with the Migu del Hadam, he wouldn't be never Legabe the Lekeach, because the Lekeach is Meida that belongs to the original Bailam. So no migul gabed lekeach. So mele we can't say tanin for the lekeach a taina of minach zavinta. Whatever he can't be zeichin on his own merit, we can't say a din of tanina. The tzayis and simen kuf mem vav sif katan yud aleph is mazel machleikis the Rashba and the Ri in a different way. But later on, Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kufla Migimel, talks about a case where somebody says, Yeshli Banim, I have children, and now if he's going to pass away, he's going to be Nifter, his wife will not fall to Yibum. He's Neman to part his wife from Yibum. Why? Because it's Biyod Eligarsh. If he wants, he could divorce his wife, and then she would not fall to Yibum. The Ramban in the sugi over there, Daf Kufla Migimel, says that since he's Neman to say, Yeshli Banim, and with that pater from Yibum, although it's with a Migu that, of Gerishin, she's still ksheira lekuhuna because he's neman with such a migu. But the das Rashbam is that she's asura lekayin because since the whole nemanis is machmas the tain of yochel garsha, and if he would have divorced her, she would be pasul psula lekayin. So even now that you're being net mamin with the tain of yeshli banim, it's still psula lekayin. The Ri in our sugi says the ktsais holds like the Rashbam that you're not nem with a taina more than you could be nem with a different taina. Since the taina of lahadam doesn't help the gabri lekeach, so the taina of anila kachtia also doesn't help the gabri lekeach. And the Rashbam holding the shitzer Ramban that holds that you still share lakuna because you have an emanus of migu. The machloikis, the Rashbam, the Ri is not in the gather of taninon. They are arguing in the side of migu. The Ri holds that the migu of the meicher does not help the gabri lekeach, because the lekeach does not have a tainus lahadam. Like just like over there, that the baal that says that she's not zakuka liyivum because yeshli banim is she's still asura lekayin because he can't be matter her likuhuna. It's all in the migu of grusha. Mashenkin, the other shita, the shita Rashbi, is that whatever you have in the manis, for the meicher, the lekeach could also have that yen in the manis, and he will say a din of tanina. Let's go to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara brings another case where the Morakama goes over to the Marzik and says, my boy is by Ara, and the Marzik says, Miplanya Zvina, I bought it from Pliny, Vachaltiya Shnei Chazoka, and I was here, Gimel Shanim. Omalei, the Morakama says, Planya Gazlanahu. The one you bought it from was a gazlan. Amalei, and the Marzik says back, for Isli Sahadi, I've ate him dosoi imlichibuch, that I asked you if I should buy it from him. The Amar Tali, you told me Zil Zovin. You told me that I should buy it from this Meicher. So that means there's a Haidah that the Meicher Taka bought it from you. Amalei, so the Marakama answers back and says, Asheni Noyachli, the reason why I suggested to you to buy from the Meicher is because it's easier for me to deal with you. Harisha in Kosha Heimenu. The first one is difficult to deal with. And Amaravadina come relay that the Marakama is correct. Rashbam is Mefarish the Gemara, that the Marzik is claiming that he bought it from this Meicher, who bought it from the Marakama. And the Marakama is saying that the Pliny, the Meicher, stole it from me, and the reason why we don't tie it for the Lekeach, that the Meicher Taka bought it from the Marakama, is because we're talking in our sugi that the Meicher was not Dor Boichad Yoyma. And since he was not Dor Boichad Yoyma, there's no din of Taninon Lekeach. Tosfos asks that if that's the case of the sugya, that there wasn't dar b'echad yoyma, so then the Gemara is similar to the previous sugya, and it should have ended and said that lav kamoidisli da'ar didi vat minoi leizavinto. Just like in the previous sugya, the Marakama says that you agree that I'm the Marakama, and you're not saying a tiny that you bought it from me, you don't even know if the Meicher bought it from me. So memel zil lav bal dvarm didiat. Why does our Gemara seem to say that the Lekech has a din of dvarm with the Marakama, and the halach is just like the Marakama is correct? The Pnei Shleim is Miyashim, and he says that in the previous Gemara, that the Marakama Tain is At Minoy Leizavinta, you didn't buy it from me, Labal Dvarim Diat, the Mashmois of the Loshen is that he's able to Mesalik the Machzik without a din and a din Torah Bechlal, like Tosis brings B'Shem the Goinim. But over here, we're talking that the Lekech had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and since the Lekech had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so the Marakama cannot Mesalik him without a din and Dvarim, he has to be Yorid Imoy Le Din. Tosfos argues with the Rashbam, and Tosfos learns the sugya that there are edim that there was dar b'echad yoyma taka. And even though it's dar b'echad yoyma, why does the Marakama win? Because we're talking that the Marakama has edim that the Pliny was a gazlan. And the sugya later is mavur that gazlan ein lechazaka. Similarly, Rabbi Yoyin and the Rashbam Ritzvah also say that we're talking about that Marakama brings edim that the Meicher stole this field from him, and gazlan ein loy chazaka. There's no more nemanis to say you bought it from the gazlan. From Tosfos, it's mashma that it's, the edim are just saying that it's yadua that the meicher was a gazlan, but not that we know that he stole this particular field. Now, if we understand that there is edim that he was a gazlan, and that's the reason why the Marek Hama is Zeiche Bedin. So Zeiche, it's Shveh a little bit. If he's the reason why Zeiche Bedin is because he's a Gazlin. So what's the Gemara saying right afterwards that the Lekech has a Taina of Asoy Imlechibach? I asked you and you said to buy it from him. You were Maida that you were Meicher to this. The Meicher was Meicher to me. L'chayr, that's Imamish the Sugin of Memzayin that a Gazlin Enlech Hazoka, and even if the Ma'ar is Maida that he sold it to him, he's only being Maida on the Duras. He's afraid. And if he's afraid, so his Aida is worthless. That's the whole Yisayda the din of Gazan and Chazaka. So what Bechlal is the time of the Lekech to say that Asoy Imlechibach and you are made it to me? Rabbi Yoina answers and he says that in our Gemara is a little bit different than the Sugya laid in Daf Mem Zayin. Because in our Sugya, the Marakama did not have to provide this Eitzah for the Lekech to be kind of the Sada from the Meicher. And since he didn't have to go ahead and offer his advice, so it would seem that there's much more of a Haida'ah. Because he's giving an Eitzah, and the other Sugi, if you go to him and you say, sell it, so then he's forced, so he has to admit to sell it, even though really he knows that the field was stolen from him. Alternatively, the Ben Yehuda says that even if he's going to be made before the Gazlin, but there's no reason why he has to be made before somebody else that comes in and asks him to buy the field. He could have just been quiet. He wasn't under the same pressure as if the Gazlin himself would have said, sell me the field. When the Gazlin himself says, sell me the field, so he says, okay, here's the field, and we know that he's only doing it under pressure, and therefore that's the din of Gazlin the Chazakah. In our Sugya, he didn't have to go ahead and tell this person to buy it from him. He could have been quiet. The Gemara says, Vaisli Sahadi de Aso Imlechabok. It's mashma from the Gemara that Yitaka need Edim that you went, Mazik needs Edim that he went to the Marakama, and the Marakama told him to buy it from the Meicher. Lachair, why does the Lekeach have to bring Edim that the Marakama told him to buy it from the Meicher? If the Lekeach just tainas that he bought it from the Meicher, and the Marakama is the one who told him to buy it from the Meicher, that means there was a Haidah. I did a Pi Haidah of you, the Ma'ar. That alone would consider it a taina, and the din would be with the Lekeach. That's a Chazaka Sheish. And furthermore, Lechayri has a migu. He should be believed that he could have said, Minoch Zavinta. Believe me that I bought it from the Meicher who bought it from you, and you were made it to me that it belongs to the Meicher. If you want to say that I'm lying, I could have said directly that Minoch Zavinta, I bought it from you. On this, some Achrayim want to answer and say that the migu would not be Neman because there's a din of migu Limafreya. Because it's only after he said, Miplani Zavinta. Zamni Minoch, do we say that he could have tainted that I bought it from the Marakama? That tain is a migul mafreya. The Shara Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Kot Yud brings that really this is a machlekes achroinim. In a case that he made a meisim sayet him to be koina, and now he brings from the Chuvas Mabit that just like in Neman to tain this, you Neman taket with such a migul. But he brings from the Ranach that you know not Neman with such a migul because it blives a migul lemafreya. The Gemara continues to say that the Marakama's response is that Asheni Noyachli Harishin Kosha Hemenu. The Sma in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Katan Lavates says that Lachar the Marakama has an Isser to go ahead and give such an Eitzah to the Lekeach to buy it from the Meicher. Lachar should be over and Lefne Ivan Lesitain Michshel because he didn't do the right thing. He's going ahead and telling him to buy it from the Meicher and he knows that it doesn't belong to the Meicher. There's a Mamish, a classical example of Lefne Ivan Lesitain Michshel is giving terrible advice. The Sma says that possibly that there's no din of the even say to Michel in such a case. There's an idea of Yehuda and Ebenezer Simakuf Nun Vav that says that the klal of Einon the Mesim Asmi Rosha is only when you passel yourself for Edis or you even have verdi called a Rosha. But over here, it's just Taman Aveir Lefne Iver Lesitin Michshel, and therefore, even if you want to say that the Ma'ar is Taka Oiver Lefne Iver Lesitin Michshel, but he still would be Nemon to Taina, such a Taina, that a Rishin Shani Noyach Lirishin Kosha Hemenu. Because the rule of Ein Ad Meis Me Atzmi Rosha, and you should not be Nemon with such a Haidah, would not apply over here. This is not called Ad Meis Me Atzmi Rosha. Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud brings another case where somebody is machzik in the field, and the ma'ara comes and he says, "My boy is by ara," and the machzik says, "Miplanya zavina, I bought it from this marakama v'chalti yeshne chazaka." Over here, the ma'ara says, "Omar le v'hana kitna shtara, I have a star the zavni le minei har b'shani. I bought this land from him 4 years ago, so I'm the bailin of this land." Amalei, and the Masi says back to him, Misavishne Chazoka Tlashoni Kamino, who said that when I said I have Chazoka Chesis Gimel Shanim. I meant Gimel Shanim Bedafka. I meant years of Chazaka. Shnei Chazaka Tuva Koamina. I had more than 3 years of Chazaka. And Amar Rava over the Inchi de Karlish Shnei Tuva Shnei Chazaka. People call years of Chazaka, even though it's more than 3 years, they call it years of Chazaka. Bahani Minul Dochla Sheva, the Gemara says, it's only if you had 7 years of Chazaka, the Kodim Chazaka Dahai Lishtar Dahach. So that you have Cheses Gimel Shanim 3 years before 4 years ago when the Ma'ara claims that he has a star that he bought it from the Marakama. And therefore, Yozech Bedin. Aval Shis, and they weren't Aflam and Alf, and Alf, top line, if he says he only was there for 6 years, that means that the shtar mechira of the ma'ar that he bought it 4 years ago would constitute a macha, and the mela, the machzik, would not have a chazaka. It's mevur in the sugi, the way the Rashbam and the Rishayim learn that if the machzik is meida, that he was only machzik 3 years, then avadi take away the karka from him. Why? Because the ma'ar, the sheni, will call him the sheni, has a shtar that he bought it from the marakama 4 years ago. And that shtar is before the chazaka of the machzik. The whole shayla in the sugi is only when he says shnei chazaka, maybe his kavana is that he was machzik more than just 3 years. It's not dafka 3 years. He's tining now that what he meant was a chazaka of longer, chazaka of 7 years, and the mele his chazaka was before the shtar mechir. But if he's meided, he was only masik gimel shanim avada. With the din is that meitzian miyade. The chayr it's mavur from over here that even if he says he was kaine it, he was kaine from the marakama before earlier than the shtar mechira prior to 4 years, and that means the fitan nasai his lekicha his purchase was before the shtar of the ma'ar. But since he was not Machzik more than 3 years, the din is Maitzian Miyadik. L'chayr, one can ask that why doesn't help his chazak of Gimel Shana to Mechiach that he bought it from the Bailam? And therefore, he should be now with a tiny that he bought it before the Ma'arer. It's true, his Cheses Gimel Shanim is not necessarily before the Ma'arer, but since he has Cheses Gimel Shanim, he has a right that he's the Bailam in the Karaka, and he has a tiny. His tiny is that he bought it earlier. L'chayr, that should be a din of Cheses Gimel Shanim together with a tiny. The Rama answers this kasha, and he says that since he didn't taina that he bought it from this second lekeach from the ma'ar, he tainas he bought it from the Bailam harishayim. So the cheskas gimel shanim that he was oichel b'fnei the lekeach does not help. You have to have at least miktsas of the chazaka b'fnei Bailam harishayim of the ones that you taina that you bought it from him. So if you only mazik gimel shanim in front of the lekeach, in front of the ma'ar, not the Bailam harishayim, you can't claim with this cheskas gimel shanim that you bought it from the marakama. He's meisiv and he says that somebody's mazik gimel shanim b'fnei haben, even a ben gadol, and he tainas that he bought it from the ovi, from the father, is also not a chazaka. He has to start his cheses gimel shanim b'fnei ha'av. And if he doesn't start his cheses gimel shanim b'fnei ha'av, he can't claim that he bought it from the av. So too, in our sugi, he has to have started his chazaka b'fnei ha'moichir. The meisiv shitas Rishbam is that shnei chazaka tuva k'amin is that he has to bring eidim that he was mazik sheva shanim. It's not enough to have eidim that he's only mazik 3 years. The Rishbam also brings b'shem the Yeshman Farshim, another pshat in the sugya, that it's enough with Edim on Gimel Shanim. L'chayra, how could he be enem without Edim to taina that he was machzik Sheva Shanim, if he only has Edim on Gimel Shanim? So the Rabban says that it's taka also, it's enough Edim of Shalish Shanim, and he explains that he's never to say that he bought it from the Rishon and he was machzik Gimel Sheva Shanim with a migu that he could have said Minoch Zavinta, that he bought it from the Ma'ar, because he has Edim that he was machzik Gimel Shanim. So he could have said he bought it from the Ma'ar itself, and therefore he's never to say that he was machzik Sheva Shanim. But he has to claim he was machzik Sheva Shanim, even according to the Yesh Mefarshim. And that's how the Mashal also learns the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim, the sheet that the Rishbam brings. The Ramban is Moisif, that even if he doesn't tine the Mazik Sheva Shanim, he only tines that he bought it from the Bailam before he was Meichet to the Ma'ar, he's Neman, with a migud he could have said to, that from the Minoch Zavinta from the Ma'ar. So L'chaira, if that's true, so why is it Mavur in the Gemara that Ochla Shis is not a Chazaka? L'chaira, he's claiming that he bought it before the Ma'ar. So the Ramban explains that after the Gemara says Ochla Shis is not a Chazaka, it's only in a case where there's Eid that is Ochla Sheshanim. So maybe he can't say to the Ma'ar in Minoch Zavinta, because since he was in the Karaka before the Ma'ar was kainit from the Bailim, that itself shows that he's not didn't buy it from the Ma'ar. And the male, if he didn't buy it from the Ma'ar, so he can't claim. He doesn't have such a migu. But if he doesn't have Edom and Sheishanim, he's never to say that he bought it before the Sheishanim with a migu that he could have said that he bought it from the Ma'ar after the Ma'ar bought it from the Bailim Harishanim. Upon him, it's mavur in the Ramban that the mazik is not neman with a migu to say that he bought it from the Markama before the 4 years of the Ma'ar is only if there are eidim that he was ochlo sheishanim. Then, since we know he was there before the Ma'ar bought it, and he didn't have Cheses Gimel Shanim to say he bought it from the Marakam before that, so then he's not going to be Neman to say with a migu that he bought it from the Marakam with a migu that he could have said he bought it from the Ma'ar from the second person because he doesn't have a proper migu. But if it would not be the Sheishanim, let's say the Mazik would be Ma'id, it was only Mazik Shalishanim, and he was there's no Aiden that he was there Sheishanim, so he's Taken Neman with a migu that he could have said Minoch Zavinta. And the whole sugi is talking about only Dafke, where there are Aiden that he was Makh Sheishanim, that's where Sheishanim is not sufficient. Because then, like we explained, you can't say he bought it from the Ma'ar, because the Ma'ar bought it from the Bailim only 4 years ago, and when there's no and he says he was there before in the land for 2 years. What was he doing there? When there's no Aiden that he was Makhzik Sheishanim, only Shalishanim is never to say that he bought it earlier with a migu, he could have said that I bought it from you before 3 years ago. The other Rishonim argue in the Ramban, and Ben Yoina says that this teretz is dochui from the Loshna Gemara that says Vahani Mili Dochla Sheva, which is Mashri, only if you don't find that the Mas Shuvin Nemon, only if he's Ochla Sheva, not if he's Ochla Sheish, and there's only Edom on Gimel Shonim. According to Ramban, the only time you're not Nemon is only if there's Edom on Vav Shonim. But in any other case, even Edom only on Gimel Shonim, Avadi, you would be believed. But Lefi, the other Rishayim Taka, we have to answer that if you let's say you ochel Taka Sheishanim, why Taka you not Neman to say you kind of from the Bailim before he sold it to the Ma'ar with a migu that he could have said he bought it from the Ma'ar itself because he has Ches Gimel Shanim after the Ma'ar bought it from the Bailim, so he has a proper migu. How Taka would we answer this kasha? Why is there no migu to say that he bought it from the Ma'ar? So the Rashba says that this is not a good migu because Mitchila he doesn't want a taina minoch zavinta. He's Mesupik, he doesn't know. Maybe it's Takin not belonging to the Ma'ar. So why would he claim that he bought it from the Ma'ar? He's going to be Mechayiv himself with such a taina. Afterwards, when the Ma'ar said that he Taka bought and he has a Shnar, so then you could say now he has a Migu that he would have said such a thing that he bought it from the Ma'ar. But originally, he wouldn't have said that he bought it from the Ma'ar, so it's not Taka Kshmaka taina. So therefore, he said the truth that he bought it from the Marakam and he had Shnei Chazaka. So it's not a migu. So Ben Yoina says a little differently that he's afraid to say that he menach zavinta. Maybe the Ma'ar will hold back his shtar and say it's not mine, and then the Baal Marishayim will come and take it back from him because he never even claimed he bought it from the Baal Marishayim. He only claimed that he bought it from the Ma'ar. Akalpanim, both according to Ben Yoina and according to the Rajba and some other Rishayim, there's no migu that he could have said menach zavinta. So according to their shita, the machzik has to bring Edim on 7 years. But according to Ramban, like we explained, he has a migu minoch zavinta, and mele, you don't need Edim taka on Sheva Shonim, you only need Edim on Shalish Shonim. The Tumim, Simen Kuf Mem Vav, and Sivkot and Chav Gimel, and the Beis Halevi, and Cheva Gimel, Simen Lamed Vav, give a different teretz to explain why we hear there's no migu. They say that if it was Ochla Sheish Shonim, it's a migu keneged Anan Sahadi. Why? Because since the Bailin was Meicha, the Marakam was Meicha with that he sold the field to the Ma'ar, so the Anan Sahadi, that after a Macha, a person's Nizar Bishtari, and therefore he's not Nemet the Taina that he bought it from the Ma'ar, because if so, why was he Nizar with his Shtar? To say that he bought it from the Marakam, because why was he Nizar Bishtar? He's saying that he has a Migu, he could have said he bought it from the Ma'ar. True, you have a Migu, but it's a Migu Neger, Anan Sahadi. There's Anan Sahadi that you should be Nizar Bishtari. Where is your Shtar? If you don't have a Shtar, that contradicts your claim that you bought it from the Marakama. The Beis Levi brings that really this is a machlokes rishayim. The Rabban Daf Lametes says that if there's no edim on a macha, even though the machzik is meida that there was a macha, he's still neman to say that he bought the field from the Marakama with a migu. He could have said loy mochisabi, because since the whole raya of the macha is from the machzik, he has a good migu. He's the one who created the macha. He could also be believed to say that he lokham lekuchi biyadi and the migu that I could have said that loy mochisabi. The Rosh on Aflamates argues and says such an ego doesn't help, because since he's Maida, that he was Maicha, he should have been Nizar Bishtore. So in Mela, according to the Shita Rosh, if we're over here now, Sugi also, if it was had Achila Shei Shanim, he's not Nem with a Migu, that he could have said Lekachtia from the Ma'ar, because the Bailim were Meicha by selling it to the Ma'ar, Tech Shalish. So it should have been Nishmar Bishtori. And the Ramban is Lishitasai, that it helps a Migu. Even in Bamakim, that there was a Machon, he wasn't Shem of the Shtar. So I, the Beis Levi, asked that still he should be never to say that he lost the shtar before the machal. So he says it's muchal shitzer reshbam that even machal is a migu. He not never to say he lost the shtar teich shal shonim. That's also called a migu machal. Made him because a non sadi a person's not ma'abid the shtar teich shal shonim. So that's a second. This chalpanim, according to these rishayim, according to the way to him and the Beis Levi are explaining, there's another reason why there's no migu to say minoch zavinta. The Teres Chaim answers another mahalach that the reason why it's not a migu is because it's a migu de ha'oza. He'd rather say, Likachti, I bought it from the Marakam before your shtar, because the Ma'ar doesn't know if he bought it from the Marakam or not. It doesn't have to be made as part of the Mishak and Neged the Ma'ar. But to say, Minoch Zavinta, to say that he bought it directly from the Ma'ar, he knows that the Ma'ar knows that he's not saying the truth. He doesn't. That's not such a strong taina. So in Mela, such a migu doesn't help. The Shach is Ma'ir that in Momoin we do say Migu Do Hazad. The Shach is in Simakuf Menvav, Sivkanachov Beis. In summary, we have different Mahalchim, two basic Mahalchim how to approach the Sugya. According to Ramban, there really is a Migu that he could have said that I bought it from the Ma'ar. And therefore, if he says that he was Machzik in the field before they bought the field from the Barakam, before the Ma'ar has his Shtar, he's Nem with a Migu that he could have said he bought it directly from the Ma'ar. And the only time, according to the Rabban, that there's no nemanis and now a sugya is only if there's Aiden that he was there sheishanim. If he was Aiden that he was there for sheishanim for 6 years, so then he can't tie it that he bought it from the ma'ar because the ma'ar bought it from the bayim 4 years ago. So he wasn't there 3 years before the ma'ar. And what's he doing in the field before? So he couldn't tie such a taina. So that's the only case that he's not neman. The other Rishayim and Achrayim are learning the sugya that is taken no migu, and they give various reasons why there's no migu. In summary, we have the Rajba and the Ben Yoina, which is similar, that it's not such a strong taina to tiny that I bought it from the Ma'ar, so it's not a good migu. According to the Tuv and the Beis Halevi, even though it would be a good migu, but it's connected the taina of Achvish Dorcha, it's like a migu b'mokim, an Edom, such an Anan Sahadi, that he doesn't lose a shtar. And according to the Teres Chaim Bechlal, it's not a migu because it's a migu de ha'ozo. Taisvis brings this question of the Rishayim Shem the Rivam that even if the Mazik only has Eidim, the Ochla Shal Ishanim, he should be Nem with him to say Lekachtiyam Kaidiminach, to say that he bought it from the Marakama before the Ma'ar, before the Meicher, with a Migudi by Omar, he could have said Minach Zavinta. And the Mashab points out in Taisvis that Taisvis Kash is only Lefi the Shita of the Rashbam that you have to bring Eidim on Sheva Shanim. On that, Taisvis asks that it should be Nem to say that he was Magzik Sheva Shanim for 7 years with a Migu de Minoch Zavinte. Why does he need Eidim on Sheva Shanim? He could just Taina he was there Sheva Shanim as long as he has Eidim for Shalish Shanim, so that gives him a Migu that he could have said he bought it from the Me'ar. But according to the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim that the Rashbam brings, that it's enough with Eidim of Gimel Shanim, all you need is Eidim of Gimel Shanim, you don't need Eidim of Sheva Shanim. It's Yitach in the Be'emes, that's the reason why you don't need Eidim on Sheva Shanim, because Yitach in them with a Migu, Diminoch Zavint, and that would be the Pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. The Shach in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sivkot Chaf Aleph learns differently than the Mashal. He says Taisus Kashas even according to the Yesh Mefarshim that it's enough with Edim on Gimel Shanim. Taisus still asking why do we say that if it's Ochlo Shis Ein Lei Chazaka? That means in the Eifin that he's mighty, he didn't have 7 years, only 6 years. There's no Chazaka. Why? Even when he tainas, he bought the field 1 day before the Ma'ar, before the 4 years. He should be named with a Migutis of Minoch Zavinta. The Tumim, Sivkan Chav Gimel, argues with the Shach, and he says that Taisvis says, and this Kasha says, Afilu loy aisi sadi el doch l'shol shanim. It's mashma Taisvis Kasha is, why do you need Edim for Sheva Shanim? It's enough to taina that you are mazli Sheva Shanim. Taisvis is not coming to ask that even if you were mighty, you were not mazli Sheva Shanim, you should never be a migu. And like we explained earlier, that's not a good migu. Because if he's mighty, he was not mazli Sheva Shanim, there's no migu. That means that Marakama sold it within that 4 years ago, which is constitutes a macha, and then there's a taina of Achvishtar, who should have been Nizvishtar, like the Tumim, the Beis Halevi explained. You don't have a proper migu. So Tosfos Kash is only in Oifen with a Masik Tainas that was there, Sheva Shanim, but he only has Edim on Shalish Shanim. So the Mele, Tosfos is asking, you don't need to have Edim on Sheva Shanim, on the Edim on Shal Shanim is enough. Lefi Tanasi was Masik Gimel Shanim before the Macha. So there's no reason from the fact that it was not Shamash Tarei, and that's why it would help a Migul. You have to say, in Tosfos, even though Tosfos holds that there's a Chsar and always a Migul Mafreya, but over here, since Mitchili said Miplani is a Vinta, and you didn't say when you bought it, so now you never to me farish devarov. That in such a case, when you farish dibure, then it helps. There's no chisar and amigu lemafreya. There's another important nekuda in this sugya that when Rava said avid inchin the karl shnei tuva shnei chazaka, people call years of many years of chazaka, and they don't refer dafka to 3 years. Or Ben Yehuda said it's dafka mitchili. You said achaltiya shnei chazaka. You didn't say achaltiya shal lishanim. But if you would say originally Achaltiya Shal Lishanim, you're not nemen anymore to say later that you were Eichel more than Shal Lishanim. That's a contradiction to your earlier words. But the Rash, but the Ritva, and the Ran say that even if you originally said Achaltiya Shal Lishanim, you're still nemen to say later that you were Eichel Yoisim Shal Lishanim. Why? Their Loshin is Davidi Inchi Dekar Lishnei Tuva Tlas Shani. People call many years of Chazaka 3 years. 3 years is like the title, it's a Shem Dover. Tlas Shnin is Dekar Chazaka. So you weren't Choshti Mazgir that you have many more years. It's enough saying that I was machzik 3 years, but I didn't mean dafke 3 years. I meant I have cheskas gimel shanim. I have that din of cheskas gimel shanim, although it was machzik more years. And finally, very important nekuda is that the Rishonim ask in the Gemara that says hani milu da'ochle sheva shnin the kadam chazaka dahai l'shtar da'ach. If the 7 years were before, he had chazaka gimel shanim before the claim that you, the Mar Aris says he bought it 4 years ago, and he has a shtar to that effect. Avol shis, if you bought it. If you claim only 6 years, ain't lacha macha gedele mizu. That's considered macha. The question the Rishonim ask is from the sugya later in the Aflam Tesla Beis, where it's clear that the Marakama has to be meicha b'seif kol shalosh v'shalosh. He has to be meicha after every period of 3 years. He can't just be meicha and then leave it sit. He has to be meicha every 3 years. So over here, how come it helps the fact that the Marakama sold it to the Ma'arer 4 years ago, which Avada is a good chazaka, but Lamaisa, you have to go ahead. I mean, Moicha, Achikol Sholish Vesholish, and you didn't have it. It was over Gimel Shana without a macha. So the Mazik has a proper chazaka, and over here, the whole macha took place only 4 years ago. So why doesn't he have a din chazaka? So the Rishonim give different terutzim to this kasha. The Ramah answers based on what it said earlier, that even though Yamach's a Gimel Shonim b'fnei Alikeach, but it doesn't help a such a Chazaka. Since he tied it, he bought it from the Meicher, not from the Lekeach, so he has to begin the Chazaka b'fnei HaMeicher. So therefore, the Mechir is like a Macha. That means even though after the Macha, he's Machzik Dal Lishonim, but he didn't begin a Chazaka b'fnei HaMeicher. If he didn't begin a chazaka l'fnei ha-meicher, so then you can't shteltsu the later years to the earlier years. The Macha hacks it up and says that the chazaka now owes only by the ma'ar and not by the marikama. And the ma'ar has a shtar that he is the bailam. Ben Yoina answers and says that avad the sugi stims with the sugi naflamet tes. Over here it's different because the whole reason why you have to make a macha acha kol sholish is because if you don't, it seems like you're being chayza from your macha with that you're not meicha. But that's only in a normal situation. But over here, where you sold it with a shtar to the ma'arer, so then you can't be chayza from that macha. There's no once you sold it, that's the greatest macha, and there's no reason that there's no way to say that. What does it mean being chayza? You didn't buy it back. So what's the chazara? So therefore, you don't have to be meicha another time. Ben Yehuda says another teretz that the whole reason why you have to be meicha after every 3 years is because the ikar macha is in order to avoid the problem that the ma'ar you'll bring the ma'ar to din and say to him you weren't meicha, and since you weren't meicha, that's why I'm in the field. But if another 3 years pass without macha, the ma'asik is going to miayish from the tviyah of the ma'ar, and he's not nizer b'shtaroi, and he's toil of the macha, but divrei havoi. He says the macha is nothing. No, you didn't really make a macha. That wasn't anything. The araya, you weren't meicha since then. So I lost my shtar. I didn't take it seriously. But over here, when he sold the land to the Ma'ar with a shtar, you can't say that's divrei havoi. The Mazik definitely knows that there's a shtar, that somebody else owns this land. You have to be nizer b'shtar. If you bought it from the Ma'ar Kama, it's not true that shtar. At least people are talking that there's such a shtar. Avadi, you have to go ahead and be nizer b'shtar. So then there's no receiver to have to go ahead and be meicher acher kol sholish. It's important to note that the Rishbam has an explanation daf lamed tes for the reason why you have to be meicher acher kol sholish is in order that the Magzik should not be able to taina chazarti vilakachti achri amacha. I went and bought it after the macha. Sayinah Chanami was a good macha, but since more than 3 years have passed since then, I could taina lekuchi biyadi afterwards. And Taisus over there, Din Maskel Vitzarech, points out that lefizeh, it's not a kasha bechlau from our zuge. Because over here, the Magzik is not taining that he bought it after the macha. And therefore, even though normally you have to make a macha achri kol sholish, but over here you wouldn't have to because he's not even claiming that. But the Rishmam is deicha that pshat. And he says that since he's made the betchila, he didn't go b'teres mechira, he's not nemen afterwards to say exactly bo b'teres mechira. He's chayzim that pshat, and he says that the reason why if they make achri kol sholish because ain't other nizim b'shtari l'achri macha only for 3 years and not more. And the Meila Tosfos over there points out that Lafi, that way the Rishbam Lamaisa learns, it's Shver from our Suga, and you have to see how Suga is arguing. Unless we give the Tritzin, like we said before, from the Rishayim, from the Ramah, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, that our Suga is different because since it's a Mechira, he should have been Nizar Bishtore, or he should not have been Taila Medivrei Havoy.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.